And Iraq dominated much of the political discussion on Capitol Hill this week. With us now to talk about it is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He joins us every Friday for a recap of the week in politics. And Juan, welcome back to Day to Day. Let's start with Iraq. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and other military officials were on Capitol Hill briefing the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday. Let's listen to an exchange between Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts and Rumsfeld.
In baseball, it's three strikes, you're out. What is it for the Secretary of Defense?
Well, that is quite a statement. There isn't a person at this table who agrees with you that we're in a quagmire and that there's no end in sight.
So Kennedy, he was pretty pointed yesterday, asking Rumsfeld to resign. How was that hearing greeted by the rest of Congress?
Well, I think everybody saw that as sort of grandstanding on both sides. Rumsfeld able to say he has the president's backing when the real issue is whether or not there's any accountability, anybody taking responsibility. We're at a point where more than 1,700 U.S. military personnel have died in a war that began in March of 2003, and there doesn't seem to be any end to the violence. I think really what was key was Robert Byrd, the senator, Democrat from West Virginia, Madeline, saying, get off your high horse when you come up here. I mean, he's telling Rumsfeld, no more arrogance. You know, you guys are always coming up here with cheerful analysis and promising us the world. And suddenly, I think lots of people aren't buying it, including, I might add, and this may be more critical, Madeline, some Republicans. For example, Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, I believe he said something to the effect of public support in his state in South Carolina, you know, which is a big Republican state, is turning against the war. And he said people are beginning to question whether or not we have a chronic problem on our hands. And another problem, I think, for Defense Secretary Rumsfeld was the kind of attitude that was reflected by Army General John Abizaid, who's the head of the Central Command, the top commander in the Middle East. And he really didn't support what Rumsfeld had to say in his assessment of the war or support what Vice President Dick Cheney has had to say. You know, Cheney said the insurgency was in its last throes, and what Abizaid said was that the strength of the insurgency has not diminished. There are more foreign fighters now in Iraq than there were just half a year ago. You know, he feels that he's got a struggle on his hands.
Well, let's talk about Vice President Cheney's comments about the insurgency being in its last throes. He went on CNN yesterday to explain what he meant by that.
If you look at what the dictionary says about throes, it can still be a violent period, the throes of a revolution. The point would be that the conflict will be intense, but it's intense because the terrorists understand that we're successful at accomplishing our objective of standing up a democracy in Iraq, that's a huge defeat for them.
Now, Juan, we haven't heard from the vice president in a while. What's this new White House strategy by putting him out on these issues?
Well, I think the idea is that they want somebody who's out there taking an aggressive stand, countering what they view as pessimism that's circulating throughout the American public, and an increasingly aggressive stand being taken by Democrats on Capitol Hill, such as you saw in the hearings we just discussed with Secretary Rumsfeld before Armed Services. So they want Dick Cheney to come out there, the vice president, and say, listen, here's the positive point of view. And if we'd gone on with that tape, Madeline, you would have heard him refer to the Battle of the Bulge, to what took place in Okinawa, all this during World War II, that these were intense fights, but they were really intense fights that signal the end of the larger struggle, the war. And he believes that's what's going on. And he did not back off in that CNN interview, despite repeated questions about public support, about the fact that the insurgents seem to be gaining strength, about assessments coming from generals. He said it's a long struggle, and the administration is going to signal that they believe that the United States is on a forward path, progress is being made, and people should not get down about it.
Despite recent polls suggesting otherwise.
Absolutely. They are fighting the polls, and they're saying we're not going to lead on the basis of negative polls. We read the polls, but we are staying the course. That's the message coming from this White House.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joining us from Washington. Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.